This is Truth Matters Church, contending for the faith one verse at a time. You can receive our weekly devotionals by email. Subscribe at truthmatterschurch.org. I'm Associate Pastor Jeremy. We recently learned how, as true and obedient believers, we reflect God's light into the world. And in doing so, we are called children of light. See Ephesians 5, verse 8. Today we see Paul foster this thought more deeply as he continues to urge the church to live our lives in a godly manner. He writes in Ephesians 5, verses 13 to 14, "But all things become visible when they are exposed by the light, for everything that becomes visible is light. For this reason it says, 'Awake, sleeper, and arise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you.'" In the Greek, light is phos, and we find it used 68 times in the New Testament. Now, while it literally means light, as in daylight or the light from a lamp, in nearly every instance it is used to refer to Christ or obedient believers in action. The other word worth looking at here is visible, which in the Greek is phanerao, and it is defined as to make visible or make clear, but it is commonly translated manifested. In the preceding verses, Paul told believers to not participate in the unfruitful deeds of darkness, but instead even expose them. That's Ephesians 5, verse 11. Expose here can also be rendered rebuke. We find a similar instruction in Paul's letter to Timothy, where he wrote, "To those who continue in sin, rebuke or expose in the presence of all, so that the rest also will be fearful of sinning." That's 1 Timothy 5, verse 20. As we consider the context of our passage, where Paul is instructing believers to shun the evil deeds and works of the world and live obediently to God and Christ, the light, as well as the use of these Greek words elsewhere in the New Testament, the text becomes clearer. When we live obediently, we shine Christ's light, which exposes, reveals, and manifests the sin in people's lives, in both believers and unbelievers. The light of God living inside of us makes their sin obvious and, by God's grace, allows the Holy Spirit to beckon them to repentance. And we know that repentance is a key factor in our salvation. Without repentance, we simply cannot be saved. See Luke 13, verse 3, Acts 2, verse 38, and Acts 3, verse 19. Therefore, exposing sin through the light of Christ is critical to sharing the full gospel with the lost. It's worth noting that the use of darkness here, the Greek skotos, is used 30 times in the New Testament and always in opposition to light. And as we know, darkness is the absence of light, and Scripture warns us not to abide in darkness. In Luke 8, verse 16, we read, "Then watch out that the light in you is not darkness. If therefore your whole body is full of light, with no dark part in it, it will be wholly illuminated, as when the lamp illuminates you with its rays." And in 1 John 2, verses 10 and 11, we read, "The one who loves his brother abides in the light, and there is no cause for stumbling in him. But the one who hates his brother is in darkness and walks in the darkness and does not know where he is going, because the darkness has blinded his eyes." Instead, we are told to "let your light shine before men in such a way that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven." That's from Jesus' lips in Matthew 5, verse 16. Finally, Paul quotes prophecy when he references Isaiah's message to Israel and its blessing when Christ reigns as King of Kings during the future millennium. See Isaiah 26, verse 19, chapter 52, verse 1, and chapter 60, verse 1. He uses this as an encouragement for believers to turn from their sins and strive to abide in the light of Christ when he writes, "Awake, sleeper, and arise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you." As we learned earlier in Ephesians, we were once dead in our trespasses and sins. That's Ephesians 2, verse 1. But even when we were dead in our transgressions, He, God, made us alive together with Christ. By grace we have been saved. That's Ephesians 2, verse 5. There is no reason for a believer to continue to live in darkness when we have been made alive in Christ, the true light. See John 1, verse 9. And now that we're alive, we must live in obedience to God and shine His light as brightly as possible into the dark world around us. In this, we glorify and magnify the Father, the purpose we were created for. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you'd like to receive these devotionals each week by email, go to truthmatterschurch.org and subscribe to our newsletter. You can also mark us as a favorite on Sermon Audio or subscribe to our podcast on Apple, iHeart, TuneIn, and other platforms. Have a blessed day.